Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio at 94.1 in the free Odyssey app and also streaming live on YouTube. Hi, YouTube folks. How you doing? I'm sure you're saying everything nice right now.
Oh, Phil, yeah.
Phil's baseball back on WIP tonight. 7:07 first pitch against the Toronto Blue Jays. Jackie Baseball has leading off tonight.
Oh,
no?
Yeah.
Ah, there we go.
Come on, man.
There we go. And Sky Dome. They still
off.
Call it Sky Dome or no?
No, I think so. Isn't it the Rogers Center?
Oh, is it? Yeah, that is what it's called. Yeah.
The Rogers. But it's center with an R-E at the end.
Yes, because they're like French or whatever.
Centra.
Yeah, Centra. Yeah.
Sure.
The Mount Rushmore coming up of things I noticed in Disney World. We're talking about Saquon, whether they should use them the same way last year as they do, same way next year as they did last year. Ike says no. Mm-hmm. Got to stretch them out.
Yeah. 20 touches or less.
20 touches or less. I say nice plan. No way it's going to happen.
Last year was 24 touches.
And that includes, I would love to know.
It was probably more.
After the bye.
Week four, yes.
After the bye. 215-592-9494. Phil in Center City, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike, what's going on?
What's up, Phil? Say hi to everybody, though.
Hey, everybody.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good enough. This is what we're going to get out of it. All right.
Hey, I think it's a great problem we have. We have great players that we're talking about limiting their touches or not. I don't think they should limit Saquon's touches at all. I think this is related to why Jalen Hurts is a great quarterback. I think in the NFL right now, you have to have all three phases going well to be productive in any of them. And I think they just need to go with Saquon. Their offensive line is better at run blocking than pass blocking. They need to establish this early. Say they want to lead the league in rushing. Saquon wants to set the record again, or at least be up there. And I think it's the best thing for the team.
Now we're going back-to-back 2,000 yards.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know what? Let me tell you this. He goes back-to-back 2,000 yards, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yes, he would be. Yes.
Exactly. Also, like, I think he'd rather do that than play till he's 38 or something. Like, I don't know.
38?
Who cares about that?
38? How about just three more years?
How about 31? Yeah.
Well, I know. I just feel like this conversation with stars, Embiid's a whole different conversation.
Yes, he's I agree.
I disagree, Phil. I disagree. To this degree.
I don't think you ever have to make that choice. Like, I hope
sure you do.
40 touches when the game's out of hand, but he's playing in the NFL. He wants to run. I think let him run.
Now, it's funny. When I say when he wanted to run last year, everybody wanted to preserve him for the Super Bowl in the postseason. When he wanted to run, he wanted to break the record last year. They wouldn't let him break it.
Right. Right. But, I mean, the one thing, though, when the playoff seeding isn't in question anymore, it's easy to make the argument for him not to do it in that scenario.
Right.
But I don't think to go into the season with that mindset really helps any phase of the Eagles game.
Okay. Well, I mean, I disagree. I think teams would be smarter if they did it. A, you just won the Super Bowl, so you don't have to coach in desperation. You can actually be smart. B, this is a talented enough offense that you don't have to run Saquon into the ground.
Right. I hear that, Mike. I think that makes sense. I think maybe what we're all unsure about is it never feels like our coaches and Jalen and the offense are on the same page. I think more than watching the touches, we just want to feel like there's some good cohesion between them this year. To me, that's what was more bothersome about Saquon's touches last year is it wasn't always clear exactly what they were trying to do. That's how I felt anyway. So yeah. I'm with you, but maybe we're saying it different ways.
All right, Phil. Thank you for the call, brother. Yeah, haven't talked about it a lot since it happened. The change in offensive coordinator is pretty interesting with all of this as well. In that, what's his name last year?
Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore certainly
had so many coordinators. Yeah. I couldn't think of who it was.
Kellen Moore certainly didn't come into this last season thinking. I mean, we saw the first four games of the year what he wanted to do.
Yep.
And then they adjusted on the fly. I hope, based on his comment about cohesion, I don't know about that. I do hope that Jalen and Kevin Petullo are on the same page. That's what I hope. I hope they both want the same thing because I think it has a better chance of happening. If they both see things the same way, if their vision for how this offense is going to run. Now, Jalen's a player; he's not the coach, but he did win a Super Bowl, and he's a quarterback. And if they're not doing something that he's comfortable with, like I think we actually see what maybe we saw to an extent the first four games of last year.
Right. So, taking care of the ball, he has to be able to take care of the ball. Now, I could sit here and say this is a theory I'd like to see put into action. But they go to try to put it into action, and it doesn't result in winning. You throw that theory out the window.
Yeah, they're just going to have to do what they.
So I do understand that, and then that's where a lot of us, including myself, because I'm on the opposite end of this thing this year. Whereas if we remember last year, I was in favor of moving to the running game.
Yep.
So I was okay with it. But this year, Jalen, we got to throw the ball, man. We got to move the ball to me in chunks down the field through the air. I understand what Saquon is capable of doing. What I'm saying is, if it's like this, if I know a runner only has so many carries in him, I want to try to spread those carries out versus use them all up.
Over these next 2 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? If I get through week six, week seven, and I've run Saquon on the ground and we're sitting at 5-2, and that next thing you know he gets banged up, then what?
I'm with you. I just think they're going to end up doing it anyway, but I'm with you. All right, Mount Rushmore time. Let's do it.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show's Mount Rushmore Week.
Nope. Absolutely not Mount Rushmore Week. Jack having quite a day back there. You want to try it again?
Yeah, what's going on, kid?
Yeah. You all right over there? You want to talk about it?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
It's definitely not Mount Rushmore Week.
No, it's not Mount Rushmore.
But this is Mount Rushmore.
That's a nice music bed, though.
Yeah. The Mount Rushmore of things I noticed at Disney World. My wife and I went to Disney World last weekend.
Yeah.
It's the first time I had been there since I think I was 8. My wife went,
been a while.
Yeah, been a while.
40 years.
My wife went when she was 16, she said, with her parents and her brother and her boyfriend at the time. So I spent
a loser that guy was, right?
I spent the entire time looking at Disney World for him. Kick his ass. Don't you touch my wife, you piece of crap. All right, here are the four things I noticed while at Disney World. Number four, too many matching T-shirts.
Ah.
Dude. So many. I get
it. Like the group?
Too many matching T-shirts.
Family T-shirts?
Oh, yeah. You know. The Drew's first trip to Disney World. Everybody's got the T-shirt. What do you want? You want me to give you a gold star? Like, come on.
Drew's first trip to Disney World.
Yeah.
They really are doing that out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everyone, the
theme T-shirts.
Oh, the Collins family goes to Orlando. Get out of here. I don't care. Get out of my way. It's too crowded in here. I don't need you and your too many people all wearing the same T-shirt.
T-shirts.
Yeah.
I guess that's how you pick people out of the audience, out of the crowd.
I have no idea. I don't know what the point is, you know? Oh, you want me to say something cool to you? Oh, who's that? This is your first trip? Okay. All right. Number three, things I noticed while I was at Disney World. Where is everyone getting all this money? Where is everyone getting all this money?
Country's in a damn recession.
Dude, We were two people. And yeah. I didn't have to buy, like, I didn't have a kid there.
Right, you didn't buy, you're not paying for kids.
Yeah,
I'd
have
things.
To buy this and that. Oh, right. I want this Mickey thing or that Mickey thing or this Lilo thing or this Stitch thing. I see family of six people, and you people are going every year?
Well.
Dude, it is.
Some people love Disney World.
It's just like, where's the money coming from?
I know.
I wouldn't be able to do that every year.
No. And they're waiting in the normal lines.
Yes. Like, well, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they hadn't even got to that yet.
Yeah. The number two thing I realized of the Mount Rushmore of things I realized at Disney World, waiting in line is for suckers. Now, if I could tell you to invest in anything when you go to the Magic Kingdom or whatever you go to, mm-hmm. pay the extra money for the pass that lets you skip the line.
Fast pass.
Yeah, the lightning lane
is what they call it. Lightning lane?
Oh, dude. Okay. So we walk up to Tron, and there's a thing that says 75 minutes wait.
Yeah.
We go in the other line. I walk by all those suckers, go right to the front. It's just like, if you don't pay for, I can understand, it was expensive, the extra pass.
Yeah.
But what do you want to do? You've already spent all this money to go down there. Do you want to spend the whole day at Magic Kingdom waiting in three lines, or
because you're waiting an hour and a half in almost each line, hour and 15 minutes
to go on one ride?
Yeah, to go on one ride,
absolutely not.
By the way, the ride is what, 2 minutes long?
If that, yes, yeah, if that,
yeah, I don't know the point. I mean, that sounds like a waste of everyone's time,
yeah. Like, look, they get you for everything when you're down there,
yeah,
but
it's a stick up,
that's the thing I'm saying is, you know, keep the $40 of mug money in your wallet, and when they ask you for mug money, to go to the front of the line, do it. And the number one thing, and you got this is really not specifically about Disney World, it was about this trip, mm-hmm. is that guys with tons of tattoos look like trash. Uh-oh. And I looked at my wife because I saw a ton, because, you know, tattoos when I was growing up, there were not tons of people with tattoos. Right. But now,
everybody
every
tattoos.
Third person looks like me. And I,
you think you got a little too out of control of tattoos?
Well, I would walk by some guy, and he'd, you know, be all tatted up like me, and I'd be like, oh, that guy looks terrible. And eventually, I said to Val, I go, I see everybody with all these tattoos. They look terrible. I said, I'm sorry. I said, if I look like that,
right.
And she was like, nah, I like the way you look. I was like, that wasn't convincing.
She's accepted it.
Yeah. It's like, when I look in the mirror, I see one thing.
Right.
But then I see it on somebody else.
Imagine what they're saying about you?
Yes.
They don't want that.
Yeah, like, it's probably, they're probably saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Especially the older guys.
Yes. What's this trash guy doing here? He doesn't even have a kid here. You know, what's he even doing? So that was the other thing.
Hold on. Did you go, I don't know, did you have the tank top on?
When
all your tats out?
No, I didn't do suns out, guns out there. Yeah, wore a t-shirt.
You didn't go cargo and tank top?
I did go cargo.
Okay.
If I'm going to be, it's going to be 90 degrees, I'm going to be walking around for 6 hours, I'm going cargo.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do Disney like in the middle of the summer. I mean, that seems...
When it's July or August or something. My other piece of advice is if you stay at a Disney hotel, you can go to the places a half hour earlier, 8:30 rather than 9. Get there when it opens, because by 1 o'clock.
The park, you mean?
Yes.
Yes.
By 1 o'clock, it is.
It's packed.
Madness in there.
Yeah, forget about eating breakfast early in the morning. Just go to the park.
Go to the park. Go to the park. Pack a Cliff Bar or something.
Yeah.
So that was everything I noticed, or the Mount Rushmore things,
man.
I noticed.
That sounds like an adventure, brother.
It was an adventure.
That sounds like an adventure.
It was a good time, though. We had a good time.
I got to admit, kids are older.
Yeah.
They've gone to Disney World.
Yep.
They've even gone to Disney World with their school, like the high school senior trip. They've done that. Next time they go to Disney World, they'll be taking their own families.
Oh, you're not.
I got no interest in going to Disney World. So they're old enough now, they could do things without me. Yeah.
Go if you want to.
Yeah, go ahead and go if you want to go with your friends.
The one thing.
Be careful.
The one thing that seemed adult focused is at Epcot Center, they have this one thing where, like, you walk around the circle and it's like a different country.
Okay.
And adults do this thing called drinking around the world, where you get a different drink in every little country that you're in. And they have booze at every
That's
country.
That's the only thing the adults can do.
Yes.
That's all they can do.
To forget about the fact that what they just spent.
You better believe all the husbands are in there like, son of a...
Yeah.
Looking at the credit card bill.
Yeah. You just got to forget about it once
you're
down there.
Yeah, you just got to forget about it, man.
Just tap. Just tap. Tap it, tap it, tap. It's not real money. It's not real money. Tap it, tap it.
Like you said, you imagine going with a family of four or six?
No. God bless the people that do that every year.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like
that's not even including the flights.
No, yeah. Dude, I added it up at the end. Because a friend of mine, he was like, well, how much did that cost you? I added it up.
It's pretty penny. It's a pretty penny.
It's, you know, it's more than a week down the shore.
You don't want to say.
No.
No, no, no. On top of your 83-inch TV and your fancy fridge.
We don't need to do that.
It's pretty unbelievable. And a brand new house. All unreal. Right.
This guy's doing, yeah. He had a pretty good year this year. Well,
not bad.
You're doing pretty good, all brother. Right.
Jack just got a new car.
Yeah. I know.
Electric one, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Look at him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at me. And I can't even play the right freaking things.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You're not even good at this.
I am.
215-592-9494. Jeff in Allentown. You're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing today?
What's up, Jeff?
What up, Jeff?
Hey, I want to say I think Ike's totally right on that point of view because the other part is that, you know, all the other teams are going to be gaming for Saquon to run basically like he ran last year. And so it'd be a perfect reaction or a kind of preemptive move to have Jalen be the quarterback, the elite quarterback that everybody keeps arguing about. It'd be nice to have him step up and be that person.
Can I ask you something, Jeff? Do you think, I say by like week 9 last year, that it was clear to the other teams what the Eagles were doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
And they didn't do that then. Like, I hope you're right. I do. I hope it's better for everybody. I'll be wrong. It's better for everybody if Jalen figured something out in the championship game and the Super Bowl, unlocked it, becomes the quarterback everybody's talking about, so on and so forth. But, like, I don't know. It's only going to take a couple. If your touches are down lower for Saquon, it's only going to take a couple of weeks for the other teams to notice that he's not carrying the ball as much. I mean, it's like, it's not all year that they're going to be sitting around waiting for week 7 from last year to happen. So I think it's a good plan. I just don't think it's likely to happen. Yeah, I think what's more likely to happen is coaches are coaching to win that football game that day. And they're going to look on the sideline and see that guy. Mm-hmm. And the amount of discipline it takes to do that. I remember Saquon's not Joel. We know that. Mm-hmm. But every time he would, the beginning of every year where he would actually be healthy, and I would look 20 games into the year and he'd be first in centers and minutes. You know, Joel be averaging 36 and a half.
Yep.
And I'd say to myself, well, what the hell are they doing? And what the hell they're doing is in each game, the coach is looking and they're going, I got to win this game. You know what I mean? I'm not going to win this game if I'm... So it really does come down to Jalen.
Sure.
Like, it comes down to Jalen, Petullo, Nick Sirianni.
Yep. Because
they got the tools.
It does.
Yeah.
And I think the Eagles would go in, Jeff, with sort of, if they can do this, they would love to be able to win this sort of way where you don't wear down Saquon Barkley. But Spike's right. I mean, if the rest of the offense isn't working, they're gonna do what they feel like they do best, which is turn around and hand the ball to 26.
There's two ways to think about it. You know, it used to be that it's almost like the way the Steelers and the Raiders used to operate back in the 70s and 80s. It was almost like, this is our team. You know what we're going to do. We dare you to stop us.
Yeah.
And now, well, we're living in a different era now, and it's more like, you know, we kind of know that you're going to be looking at us, so we're gonna scheme it out a little bit differently. I've got a question for you about Disney World as well.
Okay.
All right.
did you notice that the things that you experienced when you were younger are not there anymore, and what did that feel like?
You know, I was so young when I went that I barely remember it. Mm-hmm. I was like probably 8 years old. The only thing I remember from being a child at Disney World is Space Mountain. Okay. And let me tell you, I was just as scared as a 48-year-old on Space Mountain as I was as an 8-year-old. So I actually, as I've told the guys before, I have very few memories from before 30. Like, I don't remember anything. So I don't remember it. I wish I remembered it better than I remember it now.
All I remember from Space Mountain as a kid was we're in that humongous line and someone's coming off and they're checking their glasses because like they got smashed up or something. And it's like, okay, do we want to ride this? Or do we not
right.
Ride?
Right. Yeah.
So Space Mountain is a roller coaster.
Yeah. But in the dark. So,
dark.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Jeff. Okay. Yeah. So it's inside. It's in the, so you can't see when it's going to drop or when it's going to turn.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sounds awful.
Yeah. Well,
oh, Lord.
Last thing.
I didn't get on Space Mountain then.
There's one ride at Epcot Center. I can't remember if it's called, like, Space Mission or Project Earth or whatever the hell it's called. And there's two options. You're flying a spaceship. That's what it makes it feel like. Mm-hmm. There's the green option, which is the less intense option. And then there's the orange option, which tells you it's like G-forces up to like 2.5. You feel weightlessness. And they're like, "Don't, if you have any form of motion sickness, don't go on it." They're like, even people who don't experience motion sickness come off throwing up off this ride.
Oh, no.
We did the green instead of the orange, but I just thought to myself, what a coward.
You felt soft, yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't want to ruin dinner by... You know, like being chucking. Sick the rest of the day. But I felt like a coward. I feel like if we go back, I got to go on the orange. I have to go on the one that makes me sick.
There's a time to be brave.
Yes.
And there are times you don't need to be brave.
And that is not.
Yeah, that's not really a time you have to be brave.
Now, when you were eight, was that a comp trip or is that, that was real?
What do you mean?
When you were eight.
Did you go there free?
Yeah. Like, was that a comp?
What do you mean? Did I pay for it as an 8-year-old?
No, and I know you, when you went to Atlantic City, you used to get
paid for it. He's waiting on you to tell you. Yeah, that it was it.
I don't think my dad got Disney World for free. My dad works for Disney right. My brother works for Disney right now.
And he didn't help you at all.
Got me nothing. Small discount
on
the hotel.
Don't put anything past your dad.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he could have. I'm sure he could have known a guy. I'm sure he could have known a guy.
He definitely knew somebody.
Yes. He was like, yeah, don't walk in that line. Walk on the side. There'll be a guy waiting for you there.
Dude, they still do the parade thing at the end of the night? Don't they do that at...
I don't know. They did
Magic
fireworks.
Kingdom?
They did fireworks at the end of the night.
Right, okay, yeah, okay. They don't do like the little Mickey Mouse parade?
Dude, now, if you want to meet one of like the characters...
Yeah.
You have to get in a queue and get in line to get in pictures.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. Okay, last thing.
Oh, wow.
Because now I feel
horrible. Now they've gotten big time?
Yeah, it seems like it, yeah.
Sad. So I see like an 11-year-old girl getting a picture with Belle. Is Belle from Beauty and the Beast? I think Belle is from Beauty and the Beast. And they have a real-life Belle there. And the girl's looking up at her, like almost crying because she's meeting Belle. I just want to walk over and be like, I don't know, you're 11. You know Belle's not real, right? And I said to Val, I go, I got to go tell that girl.
No.
And she's like, no, you don't. And I said, I am going to help her life. I will hurt this moment. You could be okay taking a picture with Belle, but she's got to know. Not only is that not the real Belle, there is no real Belle. I did.
You're that guy. Get him out of the park. Get him out of here.
Yeah. She was like, you do have too many tattoos. You look like trash. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. This is the WIP Afternoon
Hold
Show
up.
With Ike and Spike.
I always lose the read.
And, right, of course, Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. A Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Couple of new questions up there. Is seltzer water as hydrating as a regular glass of water?
I don't even know what
Slow seltzer. News day?
Yeah.
Well,
that might be one I would have said. What is this? Slow news day?
So 78.1% say no.
It's not as hydrating.
Okay. Let me explain to you, to Elliot, to you listening, to the morons voting on this poll. It is 100% as hydrating as a regular glass of water. The only thing that's in there is little air bubbles.
It doesn't feel the same, though. Like a nice ice cold glass of water, hydrating. Okay. Seltzer water.
Maybe feel
not that hydrating.
It's as hydrating, though, in a real way. No,
the
in a real way.
Bubbles can take
it
some of the hydration, hydrogen out.
No.
Bubbles.
Not go there.
See ya.
They don't. It's the same amount of hydration.
It doesn't feel the same, though.
What? It is. It is. All right, let's do
it. I'm glad I don't know the difference because I don't drink seltzer water, so I don't know.
It's just got bubbles in it.
Yeah.
It's the same amount of water.
But if you drink a lot of both, it doesn't feel the same.
You should be hydrated.
You are. I'm just as hydrated as Elliot. I won a contest. All right, let's get into our baseball theme here.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Nailed that open.
Yeah, well, you got yours right.
Got that one right?
Yeah, you got that one right.
We're eating up right on time. So Bryce is back in the lineup tonight.
Woo, there we go.
Officially. So he's batting third. Now,
are you worried? Oh, go ahead. You go ahead.
What's the concern level of a little bit of a rushing back here by Bryce?
Stop it. Are you kidding me? He couldn't get back fast enough, far as I'm concerned.
I know, but he's done this in the past, too, where he's rushed back from the injuries, and it feels like I don't think this is a normal hit by pitch. I'll put it that way.
What is up with you this year and the baby and a Bryce?
It's not the baby and a Bryce. We'll see if he's over the Super Bowl. We'll break that down eventually. But I just, I don't need him coming back if he's not 100%, changing his swing, and then he gets out of
whack. They've lost four straight games.
Well, you know whose fault this is?
It's June.
You know whose fault this is? It's the other players on the team.
Yeah, not doing anything.
Well, who instead of stepping up took the last series off.
Yes.
And I actually agree with Jack. I would prefer that Bryce sit out. I think sometimes he comes back a little bit selfishly, a little bit, because he thinks they can't win without him and blah, 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 blah.
And once his
extension.
No, there's been no reports about the extension.
Only you would take a guy getting back on the field as a negative when the guy that we have for the Sixers don't want to get on the court half the time.
But he's been like, it's been bad for him coming back, or before he should come back. I just think
I'm never going to fault the guy for coming back.
I'll take away the selfish thing.
Yeah.
I think if we are thinking about the long game here, I just worry about Harper with his little injury here, little injury there, little injury here, little injury there. I'd rather have full Bryce in a week than partial Bryce now, and he comes back and
in a week.
Yeah. I don't know.
You mean as in missing a whole nother week?
Yeah.
Oh, man, are you kidding me, man? What would this team be at in a week?
They'll be fine. They'll be fine. Listen, here's my fear.
What are we talking about?
I don't think that was a normal hit by pitch. Like, he got hit on Tuesday, and he missed all that time.
Yeah.
So, like, it was a normal hit by
pitch. What was unnatural about it?
Well, maybe he hit something it reached somehow the where he got the surgery, and it hit the scar tissue. I don't know. But, like, I'm worried about is, like, are we getting a compromised Bryce? Is he rushing back? And then the biggest thing to look for is the power. I mean, is the power going to be there?
Because power wasn't there before the hit.
Well, then they got hit again. Like, that's that's the issue. So, we'll see. I hope he's fine. I hope he's perfectly fine, obviously, but...
And also, the thing you told me yesterday. So, I was asking Jack yesterday, why does he get hit so much?
Yeah.
Is he standing too close to plate? And he said one of the things he does is, instead of turning away, which is what you're supposed to do, he turns into it, so he gets hit more than another guy would get
hit. Well, no, I say he opens it up.
Opens it up, right. Yeah. So, I think back to Michael Vick, who couldn't slide.
Yeah.
And we're like, somebody teach him how to slide.
Didn't they bring in Terry Pendleton?
They did. Somebody teach Bryce how to
get out of the way of a pitch.
Yeah, so we don't have to start fights with other teams because he can't get out of the way of the baseball.
By the way, haven't hit a guy yet since then, and we're 0-4.
Well, hold on. They
I know they won
Wheeler,
the one game.
Wheeler smoked Nick Allen by accident on the hand. Just kidding. No, it was just a joke.
Yes.
So Bryce is back tonight. Bryce is back.
Awesome.
Right, good.
Awesome.
Happy 3rd-year anniversary of the hiring of Rob Thompson.
Oh.
They removed the interim tag.
Winningest coach in Philly's history.
Yeah. Highest winning percentage in Philly's history. Elite.
Hold on. Where did I see? I see Topper get thrown out Saturday.
He did get thrown out on Saturday.
He had to beg for it.
Let me tell you.
Amateur hour.
That might have been... One of the.
It was worse than Gabe getting thrown out.
It really was.
Yep.
At least Gabe tried to put on an acting job.
Yep.
I don't know what Rob was doing. And the umpire didn't even look like he wanted to throw him out.
It was a third base umpire's fault.
It was the pickoff play with Lizardo.
Throw him out. Yeah. Don't make him go beg to the other umpire to throw him out. That was my issue.
Also, you know what? Why do I always assume it's the umpire who throws you out? So one of the umps on the bases can throw you out too then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, what happened was, so he goes out to argue the third base umpire, because third base umpire made the call, but the third base umpire made him look like an idiot by not throwing him out. So he's out there, just out there.
So he's out there long.
Yeah, so he had to go over and talk to Dan Iasonia, who's the veteran umpire. He basically whispered to him, you got to throw me out. I look like an idiot out here. And Dan Iasonia's like, all right, you're out of here. And the whole thing made me laugh and think about the idea of throwing a manager out is so ridiculous.
Well,
because everyone's like, it's like all an act. Like everyone's
Thompson's got to go in there and throw little F words in there.
Yes,
and talk
well,
about
he,
his, talk
he drops
about his
some
mom.
BS's. He
okay.
drops some BS's.
He did drop some BS's. I saw
He's
that.
He's got a strong BS.
I read the lips. Yes, yes. I read the lips. He did drop the BS's. But then part of me was like, wait, are y'all going to throw him out or not? Like, yeah.
That's why it was amateur hour by the third
like,
base
is he
umpire.
Thrown out or what?
Amateur hour. The guy's got to know the situation.
Well, Rob Thompson also amateur hour.
Well,
get yourself thrown out.
Yeah, go out there and be a little more aggressive.
Kick dirt on the guy. Spit on him.
Well, yeah, but then you're getting suspended.
That's too aggressive.
Yeah. Well, see, you do that.
Yeah, that's too aggressive.
And then final thing here. I want a temperature check. Temperature check.
Okay.
Yeah. Are we going to – how long do we want to – keep Stott at leadoff? Are we going to do this the entire...
He's ready to move him out.
Well, I'm just letting everyone
he's
know.
Ready to move him out.
Hitting 210 since May 1st.
Wow.
260, slug.
Let me ask you something. When Bryce was cold for the first 6 weeks and it was just a slump, is it possible that
That's why I'm taking a temperature check. I didn't say get him out of the leadoff spot.
But you want to, though.
I'm seeing if... I just want to know if we're going to stick with and stick through the tough times of Stott.
So are you going with Trader?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you want to move?
I don't want to move Schwarber.
Okay.
Take a deep breath. It's just about Trey.
I didn't know where you was going with it.
It's just Trey. I would stick with the lineup. I want that on the record.
I want to stick with it. It makes more sense when Stott is out there.
I was going to say, where would you go with Stott?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, he just moved down further in the lineup.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying he's not talking sixth or seventh, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he would. Yeah.
Wow.
Here's what I would do. If you move Stott out of there, put bat Bryce lead off.
Oh, this one. If he's not going to be a power guy, he at least uses on base percentage.
It helped the Mets when they moved Lindor to leadoff. Aaron Judge has hit leadoff before.
Ohtani
hits leadoff. Like if he's
Acuna.
If he's your best hitter, you want him to get the most at bats. I know he's not going to like it, but think of all the protection you're going to have behind you when all the good hitters are behind you and you're hitting first. If you're moving Stott out, I'm not putting Trey up there. I'm putting Bryce up there.
Isn't it strange that Bryce doesn't want to be the leadoff hitter because he wants to see more pitches?
Yes.
And the rest of these guys, though, that you just named, they all go up there as leadoff hitters.
Right.
No problem.
It's only the first inning where he's not going to see pitches. He'll see pitches every other inning. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yes, I'm with you.
You'll even see – he's going to see, as the math goes, in his second at bat, he'll see more pitches than he would if he was hitting third. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's gonna see the same number of pitches except for that first at bat. Yeah. I just think, like, if they want to optimize the lineup, Bryce Harper hitting leadoff is the way to optimize the lineup. Now, I'd prefer to keep Stott up there, but if you're going to move Stott out, I'm not doing it just to put Trey Turner up there. I'm putting Bryce up there.
But that was always my biggest fear with Stott. Like, I know that in the first inning, he'd work pitches and it'd be good. He's still working with a lot of pitches. It's the impact.
Yeah,
you talked about Lindor. We talk about Acuna. You talk about Ohtani. You talk about these guys like Fernando Tatis hits leadoff for the Padres. Like, what?
Well, everybody's best player is hitting leadoff.
Yes,
yeah, I know.
I'm trying to figure out. Spike is bringing up leading off Bryce.
I said the beginning
because
of the year
my buddy's been all about the Harper leadoff thing.
I
heard him first.
I said about Judge last year. I said the same thing about Bryce.
I know the case for Bryce. Okay. It's like I would prefer Turner. But yeah, I got it.
Okay. All right. Has nothing to do with Ryan.
Well, I know. He's Mr. Bryce leadoff.
But he's right.
Meh.
All right. 215-592-9494. Jack might not be right about that, but I am right about this. If you want to replace your windows, which it's time, it's summertime, it's going to get hot. It's 80 degrees today. That's what Jack said. Before you know it, it's going to be 90 degrees. It's going to be 100 degrees. Then your energy bills are going to go up because your old drafty windows have not been replaced in years and years and years. Your energy bills go up. You get unhappy. You get grumpy. Just replace them. Call Guida. They're going to give you 20% off every single one of those windows. 20% off every single one of those doors. Front insulated entry door, sliding patio door, garage door, whatever you need, they've got it for 20% off. Your energy bill is going to go down. Value of your house is going to go up. And how about this? You're just going to feel more comfortable. 20% off. Also, you're going to start your project with not $1 out of pocket and interest-free financing for 36 months. That's 3 years. While you're enjoying those lower energy bills and not paying any interest on those windows and doors. Limited time. Restrictions apply. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. Get all the info, schedule a free no-obligation in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Friggin' Mouse. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
OG? OG?
Hey, listen. Yeah, I'm here.
I wasn't.
Can y'all hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm on, right?
Okay. Yes.
I pretty much like the what was the name? Greeny's rant today about Joe Burrow.
You heard it too, huh?
Yeah, is it showed me how great and elite Jalen is.
Oh.
Because in 23, he stated that Cincinnati gave up 434 points this year, their defense did. Okay?
Yep.
And Joe Burrow played great, and Joe Burrow did all he could do. Joe Burrow lost to the Patriots the first game.
First game of the season, yeah.
Yeah. Joe Burrow fumbled the ball in the Ravens game and lost them the game. We smoked them when Joe Burrow was trying to go to his go-to guy down the sideline. We picked him off. So Joe Burrow was the reason that his team got those losses. And they had a bad defense, just like we did in 23, when we gave up 428 points, okay, a game. All right? When we was ranked 30th. The difference was Joe Burrow had 4,000, close to 5,000 yards passing and 43 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. Jalen Hurts had 35 passing yards, okay, 100 passing yards, and 23 touchdowns with 15 interceptions. But guess what? We won 11 games and went to the playoffs. Somehow Joe Burrow can't get his team to the playoffs in the last 2 years.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What are we talking about?
That means that Jalen is elite, bum. Because if you're calling him elite, why the hell wouldn't you name Jalen elite? And Jalen did much less than him.
Because he's better. That's
in
why.
In terms of numbers.
Because he's better.
But the production
he's better.
Is there.
He's better.
No. Here's what's
he's better.
Better.
That's why.
Is that you guys, your eyes.
He's
see,
better.
All y'all
he's better.
See is
he's better.
Passing this,
he's better.
Passing that. Don't you know?
OG, 32 GMs, including the one of the Eagles, would tell you Joe Burrow is better.
Oh, God. You know what? It's like one day when you die, that's going to be on your damn tombstone. 32 GMs would do this. That don't make 32 GMs correct, Spike. That means 32
Well, I'll take 32 GMs over one OG.
How about
I got you.
32 GMs over Jalen's Super Bowl and Joe Burrow's not no Super Bowl?
Just Jalen's Super Bowl, right? Just like, Jalen's Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Just Jalen's Super Bowl, right?
Number
one defense, number 29 passing offense. It's Jalen's Super Bowl.
Hold on.
You know, my favorite part of the playoffs is when Jalen sacked Matt Stafford in the snow game.
Oh,
or is when Jalen was chasing Patrick Mahomes around. I love that. In New Orleans, when Jalen was chasing Patrick Mahomes around. What's that?
So you mean it wasn't Jalen's performance that put points on the board? That's what you're talking about? But see, you can do this all day long, Spike, but this is why you pick. And you come on this show and you lie to the listeners every time. You say Jalen led the league in turnovers in 23. That's a lie. Josh Allen led the league.
No, Josh Allen was third.
Your boy.
Josh Allen threw 44 touchdowns. Hold on. OG, hush for a second. Josh Allen had 44 touchdowns in 2023. Yes, he had 18 interceptions. It was not a great year. It also led him to be called the most overrated player in the league, which also led him to winning MVP the next year. So yes, he was, I think, third in the league in turnovers, but he also had 44 touchdowns. Like, I'm sorry. It's fine. Not everybody can have the best quarterback. This quarterback has been good enough, which is absolutely excellent. But it's okay that he's not the best. It's okay.
So you admitting you lied? You were wrong?
I was wrong. Yes.
About Josh Allen? Okay. All right. Thank you. OG wins again.
You were wrong. No, you're...
No, I'm right.
You're a doofus.
You said that Jalen Hurts led the league in turnovers.
Yes.
And he didn't.
Well, Sam Howell did, if we want to be serious.
Yes,
about it.
It wasn't Josh Allen.
No, Sam Howell did not. Josh Allen has 17 fumbles and 18 interceptions. Josh Allen led the league in turnovers.
Oh, my God. Who cares? Like, congrats, because he's fourth.
Hold on.
Fourth,
35
third.
Turnovers. Who cares?
First off, I think the stats, 23, he had the most turns of football for 23 straight games, by the way.
Sensitive fan base in the city.
I just want y'all to know.
And actually, Spike, you used that in a debate. So you
should. Oh, my God. Shut up. Oh, my God.
You
torture.
OG, hold on, OG.
Yeah.
How the hell did Justin get to the damn golf tournament yesterday?
Yeah. Why is your little producer freaking everyone out at the B-Doc Celebrity Golf Tournament yesterday?
Listen, my producer's mustache is thicker than yours.
No, it's not. Also, you got a seventh grader mustache. You got a creeper mustache.
Hey, man, I looked up. I'm like, hold on. How did Justin get here?
Wait, not only was Justin at OG's producer, Justin, at this, the golf tournament, which, by the way, is not open to the public. Not only was he there, we look over. All the celebrities are relaxing by the golf courts, the golf carts, having a drink. Who's sitting there in the middle of it? Justin.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't know where he's from.
No.
Yeah, I'm big time.
Everybody's
big
afraid
time
that they're going to kick out somebody's kid. He's like 40.
Yeah, knowledge without college, baby. Tune in tonight at 7.
Whoops. Sorry. I slept. Carl and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Carl?
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. This what happens when we win a Super Bowl. OG don't know how to stop.
Yep, he doesn't.
What's up? What's I'm telling y'all. But
what's up,
I called to let it be known. I'm
I perfectly understand how everybody's concern is, like, regarding Jalen Hurts, but also you're going to need balance, you know, to the team. And I think also with the running game, with what Saquon can do is great and all, but also at the same time, your wide receivers there, you know, they're going to need to be fed as well. I think, honestly, with Jalen, what he can do with his running ability as well and all that, that's a dangerous threat for anybody. Looking at the schedule this year and stuff like that, like the games that I'm looking at even more, Detroit, you know, coming into town and stuff like that, you know, dealing with Washington, dealing with even Green Bay.
Got the Rams those, again.
Yeah, and the Rams again and stuff like that. And then it's like just looking at it as a whole, I'm saying to myself, I honestly think we can actually run this back the way we need to if you do it properly. What I mean by that is the coordinator going to give Jalen the availability that he needs? In other words, to be free to be himself. Because this is the problem that I've seen with not Kellen Moore, but other coordinators, where Jalen was just put too much into a bubble where he had to, you know, do things the way he had to. You already heard what he said, like, in one of the playoff games. He said, like, yo, you let the straitjacket off of him. And when he let the straitjacket off, what happened? He went off. Literally went off. No complaints. It was a well-balanced game for him. So I say that to say, I think, honestly, you know, from what Spike is saying, you're right. You're just going to have a balanced game for him, a balanced game plan. And I honestly think, like I said, with the coordinator is going to play a big role in that and how you're going to keep this, you know, offensive line front together. Also, Spike, real quick, hearing about Disney and stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
True story. Back in 2021, my son was about maybe 1 year old at the time. And we went to Disney. It was my wife and my brother-in-law. We all went together, and we went to Space Mountain. So I definitely know what you're talking about with the fast one, where it's so dark in there and stuff like that. Now, for me, I have zero complaints with roller coasters. I'm 40 years old, and I still do roller coasters to this day. I have no complaints on that.
Man, but, God bless you.
I do this in my sleep with no complaints.
Wow.
This is what I do. But also just going on there, just doing what you can do. Also, there was a ride over there. I don't know if you went over to over to Animal Kingdom. There was a ride over there in Animal Kingdom. Did you have a chance to do that bio?
No, we didn't go to Animal Kingdom.
That's where I stayed at the last time. It's been 20 years since I've been to
Dude,
it was like 06, I believe. I think it was 06.
You know
last
what I was
we
blown away
Disney
by?
World.
We take the lift and we get into it. Says Welcome to Disney World,
yeah.
And like it's like 100 square miles.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
It's enormous.
It is.
You know, it's like
it's overwhelming.
It's like a city.
Yeah,
you know,
it
is a true. I looked up.
Let me say this to you. I'll never forget that when we went to Disney, and it was during the COVID era when they were just starting to allow things to open back
that's
up.
Right. That's when I should have gone.
Yep, it's shorter
my
lines.
Gosh. Like if you are like a heavy set person or whatever, like you lost a good couple of pounds out there.
Yeah,
the
walking.
The amount of sweat, and for you to sit there and say to be waiting in line for like 75 minutes, I'll never forget the time that we went there, and there was Splash Mountain, I believe, where they had a 75 to 90 minute wait.
Oh yeah,
my niece, kid you not, said, "Yo, I got on within 4 minutes." They got up at 8:30. Forget breakfast. We had brought like cereal bars with us.
Yep.
I said, "Yo, we're getting on this ride. I'm not passing go. I'm getting on." Mind you, my wife is looking at me like, "Yo, you do know we got a 1 year old, and also on top of that, you got a 4 year old daughter. We got to think about." I said, "Honey, can I just please get on this ride?
Yeah,
I just want to get on this ride. I just want to get on." And
Carl,
go about y'all day.
Those kids got to learn about life and
that part.
Yep,
sir. Yeah,
all right, Carl.
That.
It was. I do recommend getting there early, Jack. What is coming up in the top five at five?
Top five things I need to get out in front of.
Uh-oh.
Top five. I know one of them. I think I know one of them.
Yeah.
Does one of them have to do with yesterday?
One of them, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I have an idea of something you need to get in front of.
All okay, right. Great.
The top five at five.
A suggestion for you.
Yeah, I have a suggestion. It's not on the list. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.